owners of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Also at philhendryshow.com is live streaming video of our show. We have a video cast every night from the El Pacifico. You'll know it's from the El Pacifico because there's the Pacific Ocean behind me. And
that the El Pacifico, that's Spanish for the Pacific.
Yes, and so when we say we're from the El Pacifico, I actually had some anal, you know, grammar jockey, some grammar Nazi saying that, doesn't that mean the? And I went, yeah, it does, but then it's gringo Spanish, so, you know, what do you want from me? I think that grammar Nazi stuff only goes so far. Y'all understand? All right, so welcome back. You can get a backstage pass and watch a live streaming video of our show. You can also, while you're there, download our recent podcast, episode 31, and it's going to be featuring a gentleman that we have on as our guest this hour, episode 31 with Chris Norton on the free Phil Hendry podcast. Hit the podcast banner there at philhendryshow.com and get yourself a big, fat, rounded handful of that. Coming up this weekend, we have the Milwaukee Lions in their very first preseason game. The radio cast will be carried on Phil TV in HD. It'll be Jack Gagner and Brett Morrison from the Beaver Dome in Salt Lake City, the Lions and the Utah Flaming Cavalry. We are giving away one free month of a backstage pass if your name is selected from the hashtaggers at Twitter. Just hashtag BSP at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. And or go to our fan page at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS, and like the page. And if we draw your name, you win one solid year of a BSP. For you backstage passers, for you BSPers, we are assembling our best of Bobby Dooley. It'll be a download available to all for purchase, but it will be assembled, it will be voted on, it will be culled, it will be curated, if you will, by our BSPers. So make sure you get your votes in. Use the BSP email on the homepage, backstage pass people, and vote for the best Bobby Dooley bits of all time, and it will be a download available to all for purchase in our shop. What else? What am I missing?
You got to get a backstage pass.
Yeah, get a backstage pass. All right. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Chris Norton joins us. Chris is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. Also an aspiring filmmaker and actor. He's joining us from Las Vegas here this evening as we talk about his appearance on our podcast today. Your website, Chris, and other news. You really created a little bit of a furor when you said that women your own age should be reminded of guys their own age, guys like you, as opposed to going after the older, wealthy guy, you know?
Well, that's what I said when I was on your program before, yes, sir.
Okay, and you created quite a stir among a lot of people because you were dissing the older guys and, you know, using terms like wrinkle boy and so on and so forth.
I did, Mr. Henry. I mean, I, you know, it was not because I wanted to, you know, I wasn't trying to offend anybody or nothing, but, you know, one of the things I think needs to be said is that, you know, there's a lot of men who are older and they probably have a lot of money, and that probably gets a woman to be interested in them, but the fact is, when it comes to just pure, you know, the sensual energy that you can give to a lady, which is what, you know, I have to offer, and I know that probably a lot of, you know, other men my age would say the same thing, you know, I would say that, you know, that's better.
Yeah, but you were calling older guys wrinkle boy.
Well, you know, I mean, look, you know, the website, which is what I was going to talk about, sensuality.com.
It's called Sexuality?
Yes, sir. And
all right, sexuality.com?
Yes, sir. And the website is really devoted to me, and it's devoted to what I have as a representation of a young man in terms of sexual energy, in terms of my youth, in terms of the you know, how hot, or if you want to say how hot or the handsomeness of a guy my age. So it's more about the sexuality and not about what a lot of women may be tempted by, which is money and power and that. And I'm not saying that older guys don't have money and they don't have, you know, a lot of, I guess, power or whatever. but it's not based on it's not based on sex. You know.
What about the fact that older guys now have this thing called Viagra? You know.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Viagra and about Cialis and a lot of these sex aids. And that's what I call it too. It's more like a sex aid because. I think that has been unfairly exploited by older guys. You know, if you're a woman and you have a choice between being with a dude who is young and has pure sex, or a dude who is pill, you know, it's pill driven. What would you rather be? And my feeling is, my answer is, a woman would rather be with me. But I don't think that we're putting it out there enough. I don't think we're saying to women, you know, do you want to be with a wrinkled, you know, a wrinkled man, or do you want to, you know?
Well, there you go with this wrinkled man thing. You talk about older guys.
Yes, sir. I don't mean any disrespect or anything.
Well, I mean, you're laying it on, as the man said. You're laying it on pretty thick, though, man. You may not mean it, but you're giving it real good. You know, you're saying.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is this. I mean, no disrespect. I mean, an older guy, if he's got money, that's great, but. If you're a young woman, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous, but did you want to have a man who is has to take a pill, or do you want to have a good raw sex? You know, and I think that it's unfair I think the Viagra is something that needs to be pointed out. Is that, you know, you can't just say that I'm I have a sexual energy. You have to take a pill. I don't have to take a pill, okay?
Well, what difference does it make if the guy's got to take a pill or not?
I just think that women should, I think women need to know it up front. I think they should be told that they have taken they popped one, and you know, we call it a double P, which is pop one to pop one. I mean, that's been a long-standing joke, you know, among guys my age, that older guys have to pop one to pop one. And
pop one to pop, meaning you take a pill to get an erection?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I think the women are being left in the dark about it. So if you are interested in pure, raw sexual energy and the rawness of the sex, and you don't want a dude that's a double P, then you have to, opt for me. And I just think women need to be told.
I don't know how you would go about, Chris, and it's something you and I discussed. How do you go about making sure that men tell women up front that they've taken a Viagra or that they've taken a Cialis or whatever it is they're taking? How do you, you're not going to legislate that.
No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that there needs to be in our society basic courtesy. And I think there needs to be the courtesy of saying to a woman, I am pure raw sex, or I am not raw. I am not, you know, I'm not the raw sex. I had to power it with a pill. I had to double pee it or triple pee it. And
what is triple P?
Well, that's power with a pill or pop pill. If you power with a pill, it's a triple P. I mean, it's the same thing.
These are slangs that I've not even heard before. Is this common usage?
It is among, if you're talking to people that I know, because I hung around, and I'm a little bit different. I do hang around adult film, so I talk to a lot of adult film actors, you know, guys who do that, you know, for having sex, you know, for a living, you know, and that's kind of the people I hang around with.
All right, we're talking here with Chris Norton, our number 877-876-7445. And on his website, by the way, what does he have, bud?
Yeah, pictures of himself in a bathing suit and coming in and out of the shower, too.
All right, he's talking about his website and his own sort of presentation as a, if you will, a gigolo, is what it looks like to me, and the dishonesty of older guys and their Viagra as opposed to the honesty of younger guys and their pure, raw sex. 877-877, it's been probably the only people that could comment on this intelligently would be women. 877-876-7445. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton. He's also on our podcast this week, so check out the free Phil Hendry podcast at philhendryradio.com. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Show.
877-876-7445. Welcome back. Here's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and with us is Chris Norton from his website, sexuality.com. That's the name of it, Chris?
Yes, sir. Sexuality in the modern age was the other name, but people may still be getting that one.
What was it called?
The original name of my website was Sexuality in the Modern Age.
And Sexuality in the Modern Age?
Yes, sir. And I'm not sure if that has been if I don't know what they call it, but if it's a swish over or not.
Okay, good enough. 877-876-7445. So essentially, your website, I'm looking at it right now. There's a picture of you here, and we go into this in the podcast. There's a picture of you here coming out of the shower.
Yeah, that was a picture that was taken of me by my manager, Lance Germain. It shows me as I'm looking back over my shoulder. I'm actually getting into the shower, I think, Mr. Harry.
Oh, I thought you're because you look like you're wet.
Yeah, but I'm actually getting into the shower.
All right, so had you already taken a shower?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the pictures of me getting into a shower. I had already showered, yes, sir, but I wanted the picture of me getting into the shower, so I was still wet. So, but the illusion is...
The illusion is you're getting in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't it look like that?
Yeah, it looks like it, except you're wet, so I
I think you're, what do you call it, you're nitpicking a little bit. You know, you're mixing apples and oranges.
How am I mixing apples and oranges?
You're saying that I'm getting out, and I'm not. I'm getting in. I'm stepping in.
Yeah, but you're wet is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that, but that was a mistake. And anyway, so the next picture, are you going to move on to the next picture, or you want to beat that one into the ground?
You know, hold on, Mr. Norton. I'm not trying to embarrass you, sir.
No, I know you're not, sir, but I mean...
Honestly, the picture looked like... I asked you the question, honestly. I'm not trying to beat anything into the ground, but it looked like you were getting out of the shower, you know?
Yeah, I know, because I'm wet, and you're still talking about it, okay?
Well, all right. You know, that's what I do on the show. You know, we critique things.
Well, I appreciate that you... But you already did. I don't know how much more you want to... I mean, I made a mistake. Well, I guess we could go ahead and spend the money and take the session again, you know, but I already did a photo session with Lance Germain.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Next picture here. This is one of you from the waist down. All I see here is your backside in a pair of, it looks like they might be workout. Is it underwear?
No, it's a bathing suit.
Okay, that's a bathing suit.
Yeah.
All right. It looked like a... It looked to me like it was like a jock strap.
No, it's not a jock strap. It's a bathing suit. I mean, again, Mr. Henry, if you don't want to do this interview...
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold the phone here, man. Why do you think what I'm saying... Why do you think I'm intentionally subverting you, sir? I'm looking at pictures that don't look like what they supposedly are.
What does it say under it? Doesn't it say Chris in a bathing suit?
No, it does not.
It doesn't.
No.
Hey, Lance. Why doesn't it? Hold on, Lance Germain's my manager. Why doesn't it say Lance Germain's my manager, Mr. Henry?
Okay.
Why doesn't it say bathing suit?
Because I didn't think it needed it.
What?
Because I didn't think it needed it. Who cares?
Okay, and why did you have me wet?
Because I thought it looked good.
God. I mean, Lance, if you're going to be my manager...
I like that shirt.
All right, Mr. Ray, I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Lance Germain should have put this is Chris in a bathing suit, and then he should have put Chris getting in a shower. That way you would have known.
Okay, but you're still wet.
I know I'm still wet, but he says I'm wet.
I know, but it looked good.
All right. Are you still going to have dinner with your girlfriend, or...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's your manager?
Yeah, he's still hanging around. It's well after.
Okay.
So, Chris, the question that I have now for you is, so you have this website. What are you hoping is going to be...
Hold on for a minute. What's the matter now?
Well, I don't have kids to come.
Is that your...
Yeah, it's my manager.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, honey.
Don't call me honey. What do you call me honey for?
No, no, dude.
Guys, he's leaving now, Mr. Harry. He's going to go see his girlfriend. And
his girlfriend? Okay.
He says he's got a girlfriend. He's going to go visit.
He just called you honey.
It's just the way it is. I mean, I don't know. So,
well, let me take some phone calls here, Chris.
What are we going to take a phone call for? I haven't said anything.
Well, yeah, you have. You've said you got a website, and you got pictures of your rear end, and you got... I don't know. I'm wondering what the point of the website is beyond showing women how hot you are and that they ought to be dating guys their own age and that older guys take Viagra and younger guys don't.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. 877, I'm sorry, but...
What's the whole thing with Lance, too? What were you talking about that for?
Because he doesn't sound like he's got a girlfriend. He sounds like he may be gay.
What? You talk about...
That's what it sounded like to me. Leaving the house, calling you honey?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Leaving the house, calling you honey. What do you call that?
He's peculiar. I mean, that's just...
I'm not saying he's peculiar, but that's peculiar talk for a guy who's on his way to see his girlfriend. Unless, of course, his girlfriend's the same gender.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to go into anything more than what I've gone into, all right? Now, I'm going to get on the phone a caller, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
No, not whatever. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I mean, I think that you owe me, Lance Germain, and Norton's Blows, and all of our associated businesses a very big apology, you know?
I'm not going to apologize to you for anything, okay?
Well, you're disrespecting what I've done on my website. You've also... you've basically said that Lance Germain is gay, and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that could be you could be sued.
No, I could not be sued. No, I could not be sued for that. No, because that's not it's legal status. How do you sue somebody for saying that someone is of legal status? You're a woman. You're going to sue me for calling you a woman?
Well, I'm not a woman.
Right, you're not a woman. But being a woman is not illegal. All right, let's take a phone call here, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, on the line with Chris Norton here from Norton Explodes Entertainment and his website, sexualityinthemodernage.com. Dean, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. I'm listening to your conversation right now with Mr. Is it Norton?
Yeah, it's Chris Norton.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and Mr. Norton, I wanted to jump on here with Phil, and I wanted to tell everyone that my new book is out, Soft as a Feather, and I hope it is one that can compete with the Wally Lamb series, She's Come Undone, and the other one, I Know This Much Is True. I'm hoping...
Can I jump in and ask a question right now, Mr. Harry?
Go ahead.
What? I mean, he's interviewing me.
I know he's interviewing you, but I wanted to just... Phil, you and I have talked before.
I know you're working on your book, but I am interviewing Mr. Norton.
All right, well, that's fine. Just so you know, my book is called Soft as a Feather, Light as a Cucumber, something like that. But I do want it to be in competition with, and hopefully the Wally Lamb series is going to...
All right, Chris? Okay, 877-876-7445. So we were talking about sexuality in the modern age, your website, and the photographs of you. We can get off of Lance Germain if you want.
Yeah, that'd be very nice, because I don't think it's fair of you to be talk about him like that.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you had him on the air, and he was saying yes and goodnight, honey, and all that.
No, I mean, if you've got a... I mean, he's about... I don't see it. He's about as macho a guy as... In fact, here he is right now. You know, hey, come here for a minute, Lance. Why are you here?
She's not home.
Your girlfriend's not home?
Yeah, huh?
Well, Mr.
Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton, he's on our podcast this week at Phil Henry, at the Free Phil Henry podcast at philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. Stick around. Thank you.
What do you want? I don't know.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, Chris Norton on the line with us from Las Vegas tonight. Are you on vacation there, Chris?
I'm here with a group of other professionals from the adult film business, and there was a trade show, Mr. Henry, at the Las Vegas Convention Center. There's also one that was over at Hilton, and we were over there talking with some of the distributors, and now we're just kind of kicking back. And
are you an adult film actor?
I've dabbled, and I have also dabbled in filmmaking. But my main area right now of interest is sexuality, and sort of my brand. You know, if you know about brand, Mr. Henry. Do you know about brand, Mr. Henry?
About brands? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, my brand is the cess, and cess of my brand is cess, the cess I've had. Okay, and so
the sex you've had.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and so and it's not because I want to be a gigolo. I heard what you said, and that's not true. My brand is the cess I've had, and being attractive to women so that they don't do what they usually do, which is opt for an old guy. An old man with money who has to have something installed or take a handful of pills to be sessual, you know, or at least to have a sessual performance. And, you know.
All right. So there is an alternative out there, ladies, to your rich older boyfriend who has to take Viagra. It's a young guy like you.
Yes, exactly. 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 And but I also hasten to add, Mr. Henry, I don't know that there's anyone like me. I mean, we're all original. You know, I'm a professional in terms of cess. I mean, I am aspiring to be a professional of a cess, you know, cessful professional. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine. Up until then, you were doing fine.
Okay, did I blow it? Or?
No, you just were like stuttering a little bit. Go ahead, you're fine.
So you heard that? Did they hear it?
Did who? Did the audience?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but let's just move past it. That's what you do in radio.
Okay, all right. So I have been.
Yeah, we're talking here, Chris. You're saying that you are a professional.
I'm not a gigolo. I am a professional cess. I'm a professional cess actor. And so,
you're an aspiring adult film actor, and so you're not a whore, you're not a gigolo, but you are different from most guys.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
But you want the women to know that the young men are preferable to older guys, and that's great. And I wish you the best of luck with your website. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really know that you're striking a chord there, you know. I just don't. Let's go to our phones, 877-876-7445. Now, do you have any problem with talking to a journalist? I mean, I know I am, sort of, but...
Is it like on TV or something?
No, right now.
No, I mean, I'm fine.
Okay, let's go. Margaret Gray is on the line from Santa Monica. Margaret, have you been listening to the interview?
Phil, yes, I have, and it's been very, very interesting, and I usually do weigh in at this point on your program with Margaret's do's and don'ts, and of course I do have A Little Bird Told Me, and I think on Friday nights I also do Margaret's Tips for the Weekend, but I really had to weigh in tonight, even though it is a Thursday night and it's generally reserved for Margaret Goes Here, but Don't You Do That Yourself. Although I think this could qualify for Margaret Goes Here, but Don't You Go There Yourself. This young man...
Wait. What is that? What are you saying?
Yeah, what is that? Because I don't want to be a part... You know, I have my copyright, my brand protected.
Don't worry, sir. Your brand and your copyright is protected. What are you asking, Phil?
What is that?
What is what?
What is the thing that you're doing here? What is the segment?
It's the segment I do every Thursday night on your program, which is Margaret's Going There, But Don't You Try It.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was such a segment.
Well, that's very embarrassing. I'm on, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that I come on the Phil Henry Show regularly on Thursdays for a segment called Margaret Goes There. Is it your purpose in life, Mr. Henry, to destroy me all at once? Or do you want to do it gradually over time?
Margaret, I'm not trying to destroy you.
What's going on? What's...
Excuse me. Would you excuse us for a moment, Mr. Norton?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about... You're a woman, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. I mean, but don't you want to talk to me, or...
I can barely make out what you're saying. I want to talk to Mr. Henry. Hold on for a minute.
I have a sinus condition.
Hold on, Chris. What?
Well, what is this I don't know this segment called Margaret Goes There, But Don't You Don't? We've been doing it every Thursday night.
I don't know the segment. I don't recall doing the segment.
Let me, Frank, where do I?
It's on the Poutet. On the Poutet go-around.
Oh, God almighty. I am so sorry, Phil. I owe you an apology.
It's on another show, huh?
Yes, it's on the Chris Poutet go-around. And that is enough. I'm sorry, Phil.
Way to get the plug in for another guy's show.
Well, no, it's a music show, Phil. It's not a talk show like yours. Don't worry about it. The Chris Poutet go around, right, Frank?
Chris Poutet go around, Simi Valley.
It's the Chris Poutet go around in Simi Valley.
Yeah, WKK, WANK, or something.
It's a WANK. No, it isn't. That's a West Coast station.
K-R-A-N-K.
It's on Crank. Crank Radio?
I don't know any of these stations you're talking about. Crank?
Yeah.
Yes, I think they were called Crank, and someone took those call letters and said something along the lines of, you know, it was a billboard campaign, and someone had spray-painted Yank Your over the calls, and so I think they must have changed it, Frank.
Oh, I've got to talk to Bob Beatty, who's the owner.
Yeah, they must have changed it.
All right, now that we've burned up all that time talking about that and plugging another guy's show and plugging another radio station and plugging, a company and their ad campaign.
Oh, my God, Phil, relax, will you?
No, I agree with Mr. Henry, I think.
I'm not talking to you, whoever you are, Norton, all right?
My name's Chris Norton. I mean,
I'm not talking to you. Why are you lighting into me?
Ms. Gray, hold on for a minute.
Yeah?
Mr. Norton, would you excuse us for a moment?
Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
Margaret?
Yes?
I've had about all I'm going to take from you coming on my show.
Oh, listen, he's standing up now. The media guy's standing up.
Shut up.
Yes?
I've had about all I'm going to take from you coming on my show... Reading me the riot act, telling me how I'm wrong, telling me about this, telling me about that, getting upset, not answering questions, changing the subject, making an issue out of things that shouldn't be made an issue out of, making a big deal out of nothing, being petty as hell. This happens every single time you're on the show, and I don't want it to happen anymore, or I'm not going to have you on the air anymore.
And what would you say if my husband put in a call to your business partner, David G. Hall?
You're making him cry, Bill.
And you with your gender confusion, Frank.
What?
You with your gender confusion.
What are you getting at?
I'm not getting at anything. I'm telling you right out, right straight. You don't know the difference between he and she in a sentence because you need some kind of antibiotic or a biochemical treatment to your brain.
Are you listening to her? Well, she... I don't know why you ever went on her show in the first place.
Give me the phone. How dare you make fun of my husband's mental condition?
I'm going to tell you something right now. She needs to have her head examined, all right?
Who's that?
Your husband, Frank.
She?
I mean he.
He needs to have it. Guess who needs their head examined? Hey, Frank, you ought to hear. I don't even know what it is.
What'd she say now?
He said...
I'm hanging up on both of them.
Don't you dare, Henry, or you'll never see...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm sorry, I can't... every week, you know, something...
I gotta tell you something, man. I'm getting a lot of complaints, though.
About what?
About you hanging up on people. You know what I'm talking about? You hanging up on people, hanging up on people, hanging up on people. You know, you got to complete it and finish it out and clean it up, you know?
Yeah, you got to clean, you got to get it cleaned out.
What language are you guys speaking now? And what happened to Chris Norton?
Still on hold.
Let me talk to him. Compared to those two nuts, he's a breath of fresh air. Would you hang up on those people? Thank you. Let me get Mr. Norton back up on the line so we can at least finish out. All right, Chris, is that you?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got to congratulate you. You were far more responsive and a much easier interview tonight than those two idiots. I apologize for putting you on hold.
Well, no, that's okay, Mr. Henry. I'm here. I'm just playing blackjack, you know, and I also play some keno.
Good for you. That's very good.
And then when I'm done, I'm probably going to go over and play some video poker or something like that, you know. But tomorrow we're going to be making a very interesting series of films, and I will have stills from it on sexuality. And it's kind of a very interesting, different take. We're going to be going down a street, and we're going to be asking people if they want to, you know, have, you know, we're going to be asking young guys, hey, isn't she hot? Because we're going to have this girl, I mean, I say girl, in quotes, Jackie, that's going to be with us, right?
Okay.
And anyway, and that, by the way, I'm not saying her name is Jackie to make fun of any real girls that are named Jackie, okay?
I understand. What about Jackie?
Well, Jackie's a he-she.
A transsexual.
Yes, sir. And so what happens is we ask these dudes, hey, dude, you know, check it out. You want to kind of get, you know, jump it? You want to climb it and jump it? And they're all like, yeah, you know. So then we go up and go, okay, we got a camera. And then they find out, you know, when it strips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of adult film that you are...
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, that, God, you know, people are paying top dollar for that.
Top dollar, huh?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, Mr. Henry. You'd be surprised, Mr. Henry.
Well, good luck, buddy. So what do you call him that one?
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know yet. I mean, we're going to call it Tran Nation or Tranny Nation. I don't know what it's going to be called. We'll probably call it something like Surprise. You know, you're on Tranded Camera, something like that.
Tranded?
That's a pretty good idea, Mr. Norton.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Surprise, you're on Tranded Camera. Good luck, man.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, it's a living.
Good for you. No, it's a living. I got to take a break, though, okay?
You don't want to talk about Tran Camera?
No, I do not want to talk about Tran... What, bud?
Got that Marilyn Donnelly on the phone.
Why don't you hang on, man? You can talk to a pre-surgical...
I have talked enough of them, man. We were auditioning actresses all last week.
Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We got rid of Margaret and her stupid husband and her entire, what a psycho couple. That's all I got to say. Next hour is our news and information hour at our website, philhenryshow.com, and our podcast at philhenryshow.com. Hit our podcast banner. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Hello? Hello? Am I still on? All right. Am I going to...
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton on the line with us here as we talk about his website, sexuality.com, about your plans for your website, selling the young, sexy man as the alternative to the older guy. I don't think you guys have ever really had any serious competition from older guys.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, and I say, you know, I never have had none, but a lot of guys I know have had it because a lot of young women are going to lay it on the line for a dude what has money. Now, I've never had no woman, you know, leave me for that, but I'm different. That's what I say. You know, I work in adult film. I do have a higher level. I probably register higher on a SES energy scale than most dudes do, you know.
You register higher on the what?
I mean, I think I probably would register higher on a SES energy or on a SES scale. you know.
What scale is that? I mean, they don't...
No, I'm just saying if they had one, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not saying so.
So, in other words, you are atypical. All right. All right, so, but my point is that I don't think you've ever had any real serious competition. Why would you even need to sell that, you know?
Because women are, you know, I mean, it's bad for me to say it, but.
Say it.
Women are whores. And
oh, God.
Well, you said say it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, they'll spray, you know, they spray, I better not.
They go and have sex for money.
Yes, sir. I mean,
would you?
No, I never would.
What do you do now?
I am a filmmaker.
Uh-huh. Are you having sex for money or aren't you?
I'm a filmmaker.
You're a filmmaker. Didn't you just say that you're making movies right now, one called Tranded Camera, where you've got transsexuals having sex with regular guys? Are you one of the guys?
I am, yeah. First of all, you have to understand something, Mr. Henry. Having sex with a trans... It's the same as having sex with a girl, okay? Other than the fact that she's also there's another. It's got more equipment. That's all.
Uh-huh. All right. Well.
No, Mr. Henry. It don't make me gay. It don't make me gay. You're pumping it. You're pumping a different, you know, a guy. I mean, not a guy, but you're pumping on a guy, or you're pumping on a well, is what I mean. Because I'm not pumping. It's not a guy. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you say, man.
No.
Now, hold on. I got to get on the line here. Marilyn Donnelly, who is a transsexual, pre-surgical, as you say, Marilyn. When are you having your surgery?
Good evening, Phil. Yes, I'm having that in November.
November, okay.
My question for Mr. Norton is the following, and Mr. Hendry anticipated it. I am a transsexual, although I am scheduled for surgery. My question is, would you have sexual, or as you call it, a sexual liaison with me?
It would depend, Marilyn, if you qualified for Norton's blow.
I'm sorry, if I qualified for what?
If you qualified for the Norton's blow film series, all of these films are made by Norton's blow.
I don't understand Norton's blow. What is that?
Norton explodes?
Yeah.
Well, then, if you could articulate better, because I don't know. All I heard was Norton's blow.
Norton, what?
It sounds like you're saying that, Chris.
All right, I'm sorry. It's Norton Esplode.
Norton Esplode, okay.
Oh, I said.
Norton explodes, we understand.
All right, so what do you want?
Well, I'm just wondering, would you hire me as an actress to be in one of your Tranded Camera films?
Again, Marilyn, I would have to have you come in so we could, you know, we could do a full, we could do just a full look, you know, get an inspection going. I don't know how much time you've got, but I'd have to order in. I'd have to put extra staff on.
I don't understand. Why would you have to put extra staff on?
Yeah, what do you need extra staff for?
She is a trans. You say you're trans? You're trans?
I am a pre-surgical transsexual, yes.
Okay. In order for us to qualify you for Norton's Blow Tranded Camera appearance, we would have to have you come in for a survey, and that would mean we'd have to bring in a surveyor team. We'd also have to bring in a medical team. And
wait, hold on.
I don't understand this.
Hold on for a minute, Chris. What are you doing, man? Why are you bringing in so many people? What do you need to do?
I thought this lady said she wanted to be on Tranded Camera.
Yes, I didn't say I wanted to. I just simply wanted to know if you would hire me. That's all I'm asking you.
Well, all right. I mean, I'd have to bring in...
What are you bringing in people for, man? How many people do you have to bring in to figure out whether someone qualifies to be in one of your films?
If Mr. Henry, this is not like a typical porn movie or adult. It's a poorer movie. It's not just a porn movie. It's poorer. And
what is poorer?
I understand. It's part porn, part horror. So now I'm in a horror film.
No, I didn't know. No, I said it's poorer, but that means it's also says. But if you are a trans and I got to figure out whether or not you would register, and first of all, I've got to get you registered through the trans, you know.
What? Get registered through what?
Yes. What is that?
It is something that I set up. It's called a trans registry, and that means if you're looking for transsexual actresses or adders or whatever you want to call them, you look in the transsexual registry, the Chris Norton Transit Camera Registry, and you can find out whether or not they would qualify for a film.
And all right, forget about getting them qualified for your Transit Camera Registry or whatever you call that. Why do you need a surveyor team? Look at this. We're up against the end of the hour.
Well, only because you want to do measurements. You've got to make sure structurally. I mean, I don't know why you're asking me all these questions.
Well, I think I understand. To you, Mr. Norton, people like me are nothing more than freaks. Well, I can assure you that if I ever meet up with you, I will beat your...
My what?
Never mind.
I'd like to see if you want to try beating my...
All right, thank you, and we'll see you next hour, the Phil Hendry News and Information Hour.
I wasn't going to say the word you thought I was.
Phil Hendry.
Yes, you were.